Hey yo, welcome back to I've Always Said That.
I've Always Said That.
Okay, Jingle, let's get into it. You know what day it is? It's Drag Race Day. Hell yeah, it is. RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, episode 4. Not 3, not 5, 4. And bitch, I'm a drag queen. Hell yes, period. What? Okay, so we had the first elimination last week. Let's get straight into it, shall we? Lucky's elimination, still devastated, still can't believe that she went home first. Wrong, Riggory, hated it, come back. They couldn't have used the badonkadunk on her. Did not see that coming. Anyway, the girls walk into the workroom after the elimination and everyone's pretty upset. And Joella's like, why are these girls crying so much? I know they like me, but did they like Lucky more? And yeah, I think they did. I think my bets are on that they did. Arietti, Lexi, and Susie especially are quite upset, and I feel that. I'm with them. I'm upset as well. So they all go sit down, and the winner of last week, Sam Star, throws some shade at Lydia, because she's like, the first week the judges are deciding they made me the winner. And because like Lydia put her last in the Raider Queen. And in my head, Lydia's just like, doesn't say anything, because it's like, girl, get over it. But also, it's a different challenge. Talent show and design, very, very different challenges. So, anyway, the girls are also like, Arietti, you didn't win. How do you feel about that? And she's like, in like the most monotone, don't give a fuck vocals, it is what it is. You won. And Sam's like, thank you. And I'm like, I don't think her saying you won is a compliment and congratulating you. She's just stating facts. And I think Arietti should have won. Sam looked amazing, but I think Arietti should have won. Should he won? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a new day in the workroom, and RuPaul comes in. The maxi challenge of the week is to create two commercials for Bitch, I'm a Drag Queen, Volume 1 and 2 CDs. Yes, that is right. It is a musical commercial team challenge. Lots of elements. So, basically, they have to draw inspiration from an iconic moment in the last 16 years of Drag Race, which is a lot of time. There's a lot of iconic moments. So they're going to go one by one and pull out a card to draw what moment they're going to get. Right. So first, Susie Star, sister of Sam Star. No, Susie Toot goes first and she picks out, you're perfect, you're beautiful, you look like Linda Evangelista, you're a model, of course, by the one and only Aja. So she is on volume dos. Sam Star is up next, and she picks Star Quality, inspired by Tamisha and Candy Muse. She will be playing Tamisha. Also, Acacia comes up later and pulls out the role of Candy, so they will be a duo. Don't know how that's going to go. I don't know how they're going to channel Tamisha and Candy, but we'll see. Even Sam says she's a bit worried to be working with Acacia, aka Miss Forgot. Anya is up next, and she gets Put Your Lighters Up. Volume 2, Laganja Estranja. Fun. So much fun can be had with that. Love it. Iconic moment for sure. Lydia's up next, and she picks out No Class and No Manners. Volume 1, inspired by Mystique and Morgan. Probably one of the first, if not the first, iconic fights in Untucked. It almost got physical. It was great. Go back and watch it if you haven't seen it, honestly. Also, Lana comes up later and pulls out the role of Morgan. So they will be working as a duo. Then we have the lovely Lexi Love. And she gets, this is your moment. Take it. Inspired by Jasmine Kennedy. Volume 2. Amazing moment. Again, iconic. Corey King is up and she gets Glamazon Bitch on the runway. She crystallized Kennedy Davenport. Joella gets We Write the Stories. Inspired by Mariah Paris Balenciaga. Now, this one, I didn't know off the top of my head. Like, I couldn't have picked it as an iconic moment because I don't remember it whatsoever. I definitely saw it. Like, once they showed the clip, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. But I think that already puts her at a disadvantage because it's not one of the more popular ones, let's say. Then we have Jules Sparkles and she gets back rolls. Of course, inspired by J. Jolie and Alyssa Edwards. And her teammate will be Arietti and she will be playing the role of Alyssa. Jules will be playing the role of Jade, but they're both going to be channeling the Alyssa-isms of it all. Hormona gets I Nominate Myself by Chanel from season one. And iconic moment. It'll be interesting to see how Hormona plays into the Chanel of it all, you know? And then last of all, Crystal gets Unprofessional by Latrice Royale. Honestly, some great moments in there. I'm really excited to see how it's going to turn out. It seems a lot put into one challenge, so it'll be interesting to see how they get. And Rue makes sure to say it is supposed to be inspired by and not imitations, okay? Not imitations. So, they work together to create commercials in the Untapped Lounge. And a question I have is, are they writing the lyrics? Because when they break up into their teams, they're like listening to the tracks and everything, and they only make comments on the music. Like the Morgan and Mystique argument is to like country music. So it's like not necessarily backing music that you would expect for an argument. So they have to adapt it to different music styles. But they make no mention of lyrics. I don't think they wrote the lyrics, because like they seem professionally written. And I'm not mad at that, but it's like, just say that. You don't need to try and hide it. Because then they say, oh, we've recorded our lyrics already. They don't show them the recording of the lyrics at all. So volume one is up first, recording in the Untucked Lounge. Lani and Lydia is in their country-inspired moment. And they have tumbleweeds as props, and they try and like roll them across in front, and they just don't roll. So Crystal comes in, and she's like in half drag, like just in her tights, body, like underwear and everything, no wig. And she's the tumbleweed. She's doing like tumbles behind them, constantly back and forth, back and forth. And they have to do take after take after take. So she's just tumbling, 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 tumbling. And it's so funny, actually. Like, amazing. Joella is giving church, but dead in the face. Like, the music is there, the vibe is there, the lyrics are there. Her voice is there, I will say. But her face is just so deadpan. And I'm like, come on, give me more. Jules is killing it. Arietti and Jules did really well. I do think Jules did a little bit better, but they both did really well. I had fun watching them put it together. Also, Crystal takes on a leadership role in the group, and she nails it. She draws upon that pageant background, and she's directing these girls, getting her shit done. When it comes to her little clip of the unprofessionalism of it all, she knows. She's like, you, there, go, action, done, split. Perfect. Perfect. Then moving on to volume two, Susie's up first with Your Perfect, You're Beautiful, inspired by Aja. And it's like a rock number. And I feel like that moment translates really well into this kind of like grungy rock moment. And she has a lot of fun with it, and she's eating. She does so well. Sam and Acacia are doing like a tango moment to Candy and Tamisha. And I'm a bit worried. Like, I don't know if it's translating very well. So it'll be interesting to see the final product. Anya is vibes. Anya Nerve is vibes. She's got this jazz moment with the Laganja stand-up comedy moment. Dry, kind of like your vagina. And it's just, I wouldn't have put that with jazz, but it works so well. And again, Anya's presence is just incomparable. She nails it. Another highlight from them putting it all together, Corey goes up last in the group, and confusion. Just confused. What was she even inspired by? Again, I can't even remember. Glamazon by Kennedy. And I don't get that at all. Like, she's going for like the chicken route, taking off her design challenge look from last week into this other yellow look, but they look so similar. And I think the whole storyline is just lost. Like, she gets eggs thrown on her face, she falls over, her wig comes off, and it's, I don't know, it's, there's a lot going on, and I don't know if there's a direct point of view, which I think is what's missing. I still have high hopes for Corey. I'm just worried about how she's tracking so far in the competition. So, elimination day comes, and as they're getting ready for the runway, they start having talks about why they started doing drag. And they're like, oh, who started drag on Halloween? And I think Susie said yes. Jules said it was like a really good option for her because of gender expression. It allowed her to, you know, explore that side of herself. And Lexi told a really heartfelt story about how it was a necessity for her. Lexi, she was basically kicked out of home. She had to run away, and she found a drag mother and a drag family. And she did drag to survive. Then I think that's what she said. That's why she says, oh, you kids in your drag. Because she had to do it to put food on the table, as she said. And it's just really, it's really inspiring to this side of her, and it just adds another layer of why I love Lexi Love so much. Stan Lexi Love all the way to the end. Period. Time for the runway. Category is quilted. For your pleasure. Up first, we have Lydia Butthole Collins. And she's giving, like... Well, the material is, like, old quilt. But it's this doll sort of thing. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a fever dream. But it's done really well. I love the construction of it. She's got, like, hair painted on her cheeks and everything. Pillow head. And she just looks like this creepy doll. But, like, oddly beautiful. I'm really here for it. Lana Jarrett comes out in this very bright, bright piece. And the colour, I don't know if it's the colours that are throwing me off. I think it actually might be like the shoes, like the leg things around the shoes. It's kind of giving me bamboo shoots. Like if I cover up the bottom of that, I really like it. But those green things around her shins are not for me personally. And then, okay. This is the piece de resistance of this whole episode. Joella walks around the corner wearing a fucking mattress. Like, sorry? Like, it is like a big rectangular mattress with her, with a hole out of the middle for her face and then her little feet sticking out the bottom. It's keeping its shape as a rectangle and it's quilted on the front. And she walks out and she turns around and there's a picture of RuPaul's face airbrushed on the back, not quilted. And I'm waiting for her to take it off. I'm like, oh, okay, there'll be something underneath, obviously, because why the fuck would you wear a mattress? No. That's her look. Like, what do you mean? Earlier on, she's like, oh, yeah, I really like my runway, so I'm feeling good about this week. Delusion. The level of delusion. We got a serious case of delusion. Joella. Girl. What do you mean? Like, have a lie down on this outfit and think about what you've done. No. And then, like, Arietti follows that up, and Arietti kills the runway at always. It's this asymmetrical, beautiful vinyl latex piece with the fabric on, asymmetrical fabric on the side. I do. Apparently, it is quilted, but you can't tell that it's quilted, so I'm like. Oh, it's just frustrating because it looks so good, but you can't see the quilting, which is obviously the main assignment. So I'm like, Arietti. Ah! Then we have Jules Sparkles coming out. This is like, look, it's a nice piece. I really love the hair. I think the hair is really fun for me. Kind of like spiky space buns. This blue quilted leotard with a train coming out the back. Very fun. I think it's very safe. Like, beautiful. She looks great. It's fine. Hormona Lisa comes out in this kind of washed out pastel 80s quilted robe sort of thing. And it's very nice. It's very fun. I think what you'd expect for a quilted runway looks great, suits her, and works for her drag. So props to you. Then we then have Crystal Envy. Oh my motherfucking God. She looks incredible. She comes out in this like ballroom gown-esque coat with this gold quilted fabric. And I was like, oh, is it going to be a reveal? I'm not sure. I'm fine if it's not because this is beautiful. But then it is a reveal. And it's this beautiful red lining underneath. And she's got this bodysuit on. But the outside of her arms, like going down, and her legs are like quilted as well. And oh, delicious. This looks amazing. Amazing. Like, I don't even have the words. She is really surprising me and raising the bar every week. So I think Crystal Envy is someone that we've got to keep our eye on. We then have Susie Toot on the stage, and the first thing I notice is that she's changed her makeup. From like the words of Michelle Visage, she had that Betty Boop-esque makeup, and now it's a lot more softer. And she does look beautiful. Like, I do, we'll get into this a little bit later, but when queens have to change their signature style to please the judges, I hate. But she does look really good here. I think if she can just kind of make that Betty Boop-esque makeup work for her more so she still keeps her signature, it'll be perfect. And I think that is done really well in her promo pic. So she's obviously nailed it later on. The outfit itself is really fun. It's kind of giving witchy vibes with the... I think they said 1930s or 40 quilting of the dress. It's great. I love it. Then we have Sam Star, and she's giving Sleeping Beauty Princess in this beautiful royal blue mermaid quilted gown. The pillow behind her head, so that her hair is spreading out all over the pillow. It's giving... It's actually the same... I think it's similar colour to what My Little Pony did, because she did this a similar thing in Drag Race Holland Season 2. And I will say this is done a lot better. Like, she looks great. I love it. Then we have Miss Acacia Forgot. It's very grandma, and not in the sense it's old, but in the sense of, like, that's the time period inspired by. She said there's a lot of elements in there inspired by her family, like the doily. I love the doilies in her hair. That's really fun. Very cute. It's middle of the road. It's safe. It's nice. We have On Your Nerve coming out in this beautiful, like, cultural piece with the quilted patterns, like, wrapped around a dress. She looks great. And once again, her attitude is what makes it. She's just knows how to walk a runway. She needs to do a masterclass on that. Like, she just, I don't even know how she does it. She just has this aura about her, and the judges are obviously infected by it. Like, it's incredible. Then we have Lexi Love, and I believe this outfit was created by Utica from season 13. There's so much detail to it. It's beautiful, this black and white moment. She's got fishnet. She's got, like, a fishnet bodysuit underneath with these knee-high boots with all these silver embellishments on it, and the train and this massive hat. The train is obviously quilted, kind of giving pirate, but, like, glamorous fashion pirate. I love it. It's something that I could look at and, like, pick apart in a good way. And then certainly not least, but it's down there. We have Corey King in this number. It's nice. I like the material. I didn't notice until the judges called it out later is that the train is kind of frumpy, like it doesn't lay out properly. It's almost as if the hem of it keeps it together a bit, so it kind of looks like there's a ball of just fabric following her. The little hat on her head just throws off the proportions for me, because she has such good body. But the hat, I don't know. I think she just needed, like, big hair or, like, a bigger hat to make it all match, kind of. Now, my favourite of the week was, I think they're pretty obvious, both favourite and least favourite, is Crystal Envy. She nailed it, killed it, above and beyond. Gorgeous. Least favourite, and possibly, I'm going to put it out there, Selena Estides gave me this idea. She put a video up on Instagram. Golden Boot nominee, Joella. Because what was that? That will go down in Drag Race history as one of the most iconically bad outfits that this runway has seen. All right, now we get to watch all the videos. I'm just going to give a very quick rundown. First is Lydia and Lana doing their country-inspired fight with Mystique and Morgan. Fun, very fine, safe, and that's what they were. Next up, Joella, dead in the face, not my favourite. Arietti and Jules doing Jade and Alyssa. Really fun. I had a good time enjoying it. Jules did edge out Arietti a little bit, but I don't think Arietti did a bad job at all. Hormona doing Chanel. I think it was really fun because she was getting a bit of shit while she was filming it. The girls were like, she doesn't know what she's doing. But I think it translated well and her vision came across. Crystal nailed it. Kicked it out of the park? Sports reference? Okay, go off. Great job. Then for volume 2, first up we have Susie Toot. Loved the rock take on Aja versus Valentina. 10 stars, brilliant. Sam Star and Acacia Forgot. It actually turned out better than what I thought it was going to. So it was fun watching it. I don't think it was perfect, but I think it was a good ending for them. Anya, oh my god. It was just like the way she draws you in and you're just so encapsulated by her. Like, I could watch her do that all day. It was perfection. Lexi's also turned out better than what I thought it was going to. It wasn't... The only thing is with her, it wasn't giving fight because obviously Jasmine was so fired up during that moment. And it's translated to something a bit more glamorous. It's very Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend sort of vibe. And she delivers that well, but I think it was safe. And Lexi nailed the assignment, you know? And then Corey's just didn't translate. at all. Not at all, unfortunately. So the tops of the week are Crystal, Envy, Susie, Toot, and On Your Nerve. Bottoms, Joella, Arietti, and Corey King. Now, the highlight, the critiques from the judges are pretty much, as you'd expect, similar to what I'd said. But the critique that really, really annoys me is when Arietti gets read by Michelle. She's like, what's with the nose? Because she does like the white highlight going down from the corners of her nose, from her eyes, sorry, down to her nose. And it's her signature makeup look. She says it's how she, when she looks most beautiful. And Michelle says, as she always does, she wants to see versatility. She wants to see not that. And she doesn't have to come out looking like she's in a production of Cats all the time. That is so rude. Like, and you can tell that Arietti's a bit like, oh, okay. And I hate that so much. It's what makes a drag queen different and it brings attention to her. Like, she looks phenomenal in it. I don't understand why they have to do generic, boring makeup. Like, yes, it's beautiful, but when someone brings something a little bit different, yes. Why are all the girls who are just doing generic makeup not asked to do something out there to show versatility? Like, I don't, it seems like a bit of a double standard to me. Anyway, the Untucked, the girls go back for Untucked, and it's pretty standard. Joella gets a bit upset. They talk about the critiques. They don't really know who's going to be lip-syncing. Like, they all think Joella's a lock to lip-sync, which, honestly, fair enough. Look at what she's wearing. And they're not sure between Arietti and Corey who's going to lip-sync against her. But the only other highlight from Untucked is when Hormona starts telling a story out of nowhere, and she's like, yeah, my mum cut her fingers off with a table saw. Okay, that was a fun little fact. Sure. Back on the stage, and the winner of the week is On Your Nerve. Like, slay. I was really expecting Crystal to take it, just because, oh, look, I think Anya's performance in the challenge was better, but Crystal's look on the runway was better. And I do think challenge is worth more. But looking at them, I'm like, oh, well, Crystal looks better, so she wins. But I do understand why Anya won, and I do think it was well-deserved. Bottom two is Joella versus Corey King. So Arietti is safe. Thank the Lord. Oh, my girl. Joella and Corey lip-sync to The Buttons, The Pussycat Dolls featuring Snoop Dogg. I love this song. Actually, I haven't heard this version with Snoop Dogg, so that threw me a bit of fun. And the song starts, and it's like a Snoop Dogg bit. Corey's lip-syncing. Joella just turns around, so like the airbrush picture of RuPaul is facing the judges, and I think it's supposed to look like RuPaul's lip-syncing, and it just doesn't. But then she finally takes it off, and it's like, thank God. So she has like a bodysuit underneath, and she starts to perform and everything. And it's like a fine lip-sync. Because I love this song, I wanted more performance. But then when it gets to the other Snoop Dogg verse, Joella does not know the words. How do you not know the words? Like, you're given these songs, learn them. And Joella talks a big game, and she just didn't pay off. So it's like, what do you expect? So in my opinion, Corey won, and obviously Corey rightfully wins. So Joella has one more chance to save herself from elimination. The badonkadunk. Michelle gets up on that little tank, and Joella goes back and forth, and she pulls lever number 6, and no luck for Joella. Joella is the second queen eliminated from season 17. And her exit line kind of got on my nerves. It was, at least I didn't die a local girl. And I think that just speaks volumes about how she views drag. Like, I understand wanting to get on Drag Race. It is a big accomplishment for any queen wanting to go down that route. But drag is not all about Drag Race itself. Drag Race is its own thing. And then drag in its own entity is its own beast. Like, you can't shit talk local girls for not being on Drag Race. It's a TV, it's a television show for entertainment. So I'm sure she does realize that, but it didn't come across in that exit line, and I think that's going to rub some people the wrong way. Anyway, I'm still really rooting for my girl Lexi Love and Arietti. Susie, I think, is coming up as a front runner for the show, as well as Anya and Crystal is coming up as a bit of an underdog, in my opinion. So, Really excited for next week. The teaser was they're going to be doing RDR live again, like they did last season. So very curious as to see how that's going to turn out. Now, thank you for listening, enjoying this with me. We love Drag Race here. I've Always Said That podcast. I am your host, Brad. Remember to follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. We've got some more content coming out later this week, so stick your eye out for that. Stick it out. Keep your eye out for that. You know, whatever works for you. Remember to like, comment, share with your friends, leave feedback. If it's good, sure. If it's not, leave that negative shit in the past. We don't need that. I'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.